U.S. charges Russian intelligence officers with cyber attack on Ukraine. By John Hayward on September 6, 2024. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, on Thursday unsealed an indictment of five Russian intelligence officers, plus one Russian civilian, for conducting the Whispergate cyber attack on Ukrainian infrastructure in January 2022. The case is largely symbolic, but offers an interesting look at what the FBI described as the first shot of the war. The unsealed indictment names five officers of Russia's main intelligence directorate of the General Staff, GRU, as accomplices of a civilian hacker named Amin Timovich Stigel. A previous indictment in June named only Stigel as perpetrator of the attack. The GRU officers were part of a unit known as Cadet Blizzard, Ember Bear, and Devo 586. The commander of the unit, Yuri Denisov, was one of the men indicted on Thursday. The GRU team was tasked with using malware to attack critical infrastructure in Europe, Central America, and Asia. Stigel, a native of Chechnya, either created or perfected an extremely destructive piece of malware known as Whispergate. The most remarkable feature of Whispergate is that it disguises itself as a ransomware attack, in which data on the infected system would be encrypted and held hostage until the victims paid a ransom to unlock it. Stigel and the GRU team made some of the data they stole available for purchase on the internet to maintain the illusion they were a routine gang of data thieves. In reality, Whispergate aggressively destroyed data beyond hope of recovery, including core operating software whose destruction would make devices, and entire systems, unusable. According to DOJ, Stigel conspired with the GRU team to infect critical systems in Ukraine with Whispergate and other destructive malware in January 2022 as a prelude to the Russian invasion, which was launched the following month. The goals of the Whispergate attack were to steal information from Ukrainian systems, cripple vital infrastructure, and sow terror among the Ukrainian population. Stigel and his GRU co-conspirators hacked Ukrainian websites to display messages such as, "Ukrainians, all information about you has become public, be afraid and expect the worst. This is for your past, present and future." Assistant Attorney General Matthew G. Olson said on Thursday that the Whispergate attack was emblematic of Russia's abhorrent disregard for innocent civilians as it wages its unjust invasion. Other U.S. officials noted that the Russian malware spread very quickly, without restraint or control from its GRU handlers, turning it into an electronic pandemic that infected systems far beyond Ukraine's borders. The Russians also deliberately attacked computer systems in the United States and Europe, including a federal government system in Maryland, as part of their battlespace preparation for the Ukraine invasion. One of the charges against Stigel and the GRU officers is that they conspired to use the services of a U.S.-based company to distribute their cyber weapon. According to prosecutors, Stigel began preparing for the attack in 2020 by creating a number of accounts with an unspecified American company that provided messaging and voicemail services. He later uploaded hundreds of files to these accounts, including the dangerous Whispergate virus. The FBI, along with our law enforcement partners and allies, will relentlessly hunt down and counter these threats. This type of cyber warfare will not be tolerated. The scope of Russia's crimes cannot be ignored, vowed FBI Special Agent in Charge Bill Del Bagno at a news conference on Thursday. It was not immediately clear what consequences the Russian hackers would face, as they all appear to be safely beyond the reach of U.S. law enforcement. The U.S. State Department is offering a $10 million bounty for information leading to their arrest. "They are marked people. We know who they are. There's a reward on their head, and we're going to pursue them relentlessly. The message is clear to the GRU, to the Russians. We are on to you," insisted Assistant AG Olson. Ivan Kalibashkin, deputy head of the Cybersecurity Department for Ukraine's SBU Intelligence Service, applauded the indictments while speaking at a cybersecurity forum in Washington on Thursday. He said Ukraine is weathering 10 to 15 Russian cyber attacks a day,